This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Thursday's solo episode. I will say this episode, it could be a little bit of a shit show because I don't have my usual microphone. I'm sitting in a hotel bed. I don't know what the Wi-Fi is going to be like. This episode is not really going to be edited. So also my husband's next to me coughing. So there's that.
Not a solo.
So it's not a solo. My husband is here. And I just recorded with Eve Rodsky, which went so well. I love when people, like, you never know when you're going to interview people if they're going to be like super talkative. That's why I always come prepared with so many questions to ask people just in case they're not super talkative. But she was so well spoken and talkative and telling stories. And so she was kind of like the perfect guest. It was nice. I didn't even use my cue cards. Like, I worked so hard thinking about all these questions to ask her. Didn't even need them. We just kind of like chatted, and we could have chatted forever, but
You should bring cue cards when you talk to me.
Yeah. No, that's actually, no, but you make that joke, but I bought those, that Connect deck when I went to the Toronto, I don't know what you call it, like craft show, artisan, small business show thing. There was a company from Montreal that makes these decks, like a card deck. And there's one for like date night, or there's one for like family, like for funny. And I bought the date night one to actually have cue cards for us to talk. And I literally, Milo picked them up and he was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, oh, those are cards so mommy and daddy can talk to each other. Anyways, they sat open on our coffee table for so long and we still haven't even looked at one card.
I think the one time you wanted to do that, but he kept like coming downstairs after we put him down. And then just like we never opened it up again.
Well, we should have brought it on this trip. We could have done it.
Yes.
But then, like, I would feel weird being at a restaurant, like, pulling out our, deck of cards. One second here. Anyways, I looked at some of the questions. They were good, but it's funny. Like, you think that you know the person that you're married to. Like, obviously, I know you in some sense, but, like, I don't know how you would answer a lot of these questions. You know, I don't even think you know how you would answer a lot of these questions.
Probably not. Like, are they like pointed questions or are they like open-ended questions?
No, they're open-ended. So it'll be like I don't know, like a stupid example would be like, oh, like where do you see yourself in 5 years' time, or like what's a goal that you had?
An interview question.
I know that's like a bad example, but it's questions like that. So anyways, I don't know how I got on that topic, but the interview with Eve went really well. That should be out really soon because they don't really have a timeline for it. But the interview that I did with Colton will be out the week of April 24th because we did a swap. So I went on his podcast. He came on mine, and then we're going to release them in the same week. So my episode with Colton will be out on the Tuesday, and then his will come out on the Wednesday. So that's just good fun. What's been your favorite part? This is the first time my husband comes to West Hollywood with me on...
Well, we went to Hollywood one time.
Yeah. So one time I had a conference. This was still when I was like an academic person, and I had a conference in
San Diego.
But what was that island part called?
Coronado
Island. It's this little piece of San Diego that like sticks out. I don't know. You have to look at a map. It's really cute. And the conference was at Hotel Coronado?
The Del. Hotel Del. It's like a historic hotel that's there.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. So I did my little poster presentation and then that's all I did at the conference. But it was the cutest thing ever.
We went to that one like dinner thing with people from your like group and
oh yeah,
all the other attendees and stuff. It was on the beach, I think.
Oh yeah, that was so cool.
What would you do without me? Like, you don't even remember life experiences.
I don't remember. Okay, my mom is the same way, so I don't know if it's like a genetic thing, but I have zero memory for anything. And it's the same with when I hang out with Jen. She'll like talk about like, oh, remember in Australia, like this thing happened. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like I basically, it's like every day a Men in Black person comes and like erases my memories. That's how bad it is. Like I don't remember.
We may have to get you one of those cognitive assessments later on in life to make sure.
I know, but like, is it really harmful? Like I just don't have life memories.
I remember everything. And that's the challenge, like, arguing with you sometimes is that you don't remember things. And so when I, like, photographically memorize things and you're, like, arguing that you, like, this is how you feel something happened, I'm like, no, it did not happen that way. But you stick to, like, your interpretation of it.
Anyways, when we were at this conference, we rented a car and drove up the coast to, I thought it would be fun to go to Hollywood. It was actually the worst place I've ever been. And it's funny because it's literally 5 minutes down the road from where we are now. But West Hollywood is a completely different place from Hollywood, especially when you're on like the Walk of Fame touristy spot. But that's where we went. We like parked the car. We took a picture of the Hollywood sign. And this was before I had ever been here, so I didn't know where to go. And it was just a nightmare. I was like, get me out of here. And then we stayed at a hotel in Santa Monica and drove back down. But we stopped in places like Laguna Beach, and those things were, like, those places were so cute. But yeah, what was I going to say? Hollywood. What's been your favorite part so far?
I liked the Comedy Store yesterday. I hadn't been to like a comedy show like that in a long time.
Yeah. So every
like people that you recognize, like names that you recognize.
Yeah.
Like Harlan Williams yesterday. Yeah. Remember I was saying we should have worn our Puppy Dog Pal. We should have got Puppy Dog Pal t-shirts because Milo loves that show.
So I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Puppy Dog Pals, it must be on in the U.S. too. It's a Disney show.
Yeah, it's on Disney Junior in Canada. I'm sure that's a U.S. channel.
So Puppy Dog Pals, Milo loves. We watch it every night before bed. It comes on right after Bluey at like 8 o'clock. And Harlan, is it Harland or Harlan?
Harland.
Harland Williams is a comedian. He's the creator of that show, which is so bizarre because he's like a rated R.
Yeah, like his comedy was like you wouldn't have thought that that guy made up a kid show that's on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Like it's like not I think it's kind of like Bob Saget was. Like he was the guy on Full House.
Yeah.
But like apparently his comedy like stand up was
vulgar.
Yeah.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. You know how a lot of people can't leave the house without a water bottle? It's like their emotional support water bottle. I am the exact same way with facial tissues. And that is because I have such bad allergies, specifically in my sinuses, to the point where I know I'm going to have to blow my nose multiple times in a day, and I cannot be out in public without my emotional support facial tissues. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. Care. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Now I know if I have a big event, maybe I'm going to a concert, going out for dinner, I don't want to be blowing my nose every 2 seconds. It's very unbecoming. And so I will take Claritin D and enjoy my evening. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. If you're like me, then the bane of your existence is thinking about what to feed your children, prepping food, going to the grocery store, all of the above. Who has the time? We are all so busy, and it's important to incorporate things into our life that keep our life as simple and convenient as possible. Little Spoon is one way to do just that. They deliver fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kid will love at every eating stage they are in. The baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. They partner with Clean Label Project to test their blends for 400 plus contaminants, including heavy metals, so you know you're getting good stuff. The Biteables are finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding, and they are healthy, balanced, and free of artificial junk. The Little Spoon plates are toddler and big kid meals that are free of junk and they taste amazing. Even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. They also offer really fun things like puffs. They have smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. You quite literally never have to think about food again. It's just easy peasy. And did I mention this all comes right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. The price is right, the quality is unmatched. You are going to love it, and your kids are going to love it. It is just a huge win for your family. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code momroom at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order.
Yeah, so we went to the Comedy Store yesterday. I love every single time I come here because I stay always in a hotel that's right in this location because I can walk to the podcast studio. The Comedy Store is right across the street and it's super cheap. The tickets are like $25 and it's a really small club, so there's no bad seat, and there's multiple comics that come out all the time, and every once in a while you get like a crazy celebrity come out just randomly. So there's two rooms there, and in the room
I think there's three.
Oh,
but yesterday in the other room, and we found out this afterwards, like Martin Lawrence came on stage, yeah, and did a set. Like, remember we were hearing cheering and stuff on the other side?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that was probably when he had come out.
Yeah.
Because, like, why, you know, it was like a surprise cheer. It wasn't like just like the regular cheering or applauding for the jokes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like the first time Caroline and I went there, I was like, oh look, there's a comedy club. Like, I didn't really know what it was. Let's buy some tickets, it's right across the street from the hotel. We went there and Chris Rock came out and Aziz Ansari, and I almost lost my damn mind. It was so good. So do you want to go back there tonight?
Yeah, I was looking, there's actually a show at 9, which would be perfect.
Yeah.
Like, we can have, like, a more leisurely dinner and then go there.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to go back there tonight, because
we can get a booth this time, so we're not sitting on those chairs.
Yeah, the chairs are so uncomfortable. Like, you have a great time. The margarita was actually pretty good that I got. Should I get crunk tonight? But then I have to fly home, or to Vancouver. But I'm with you, so you can take care of me.
Yes, at least you're not necessarily in a middle seat.
Yeah, maybe I'll have a few drinks tonight, you know, really let loose. I had a margarita last night and a Sir Spritz, and it was both drinks were delicious. The margarita was more kind of like
not like a fancy classy one that you would get at like a fancy restaurant. It was big and it was strong and it was kind of like a basic ass margarita, but I really appreciated it. Like it was good. It was full of ice. So maybe I'll get two of those tonight, because when you go to the Comedy Store, the tickets are cheap, but it's a 2-drink minimum. Okay, so let's break that down, because the tickets are cheap. It's like a $25 ticket. And if you got two margaritas, that's $40, because they're $20 each. And that's American, so that's like $100 Canadian.
It's still not that bad.
If
you think about who potentially you might see at these shows, and even if it's not like huge celebrities, like they're still like well-known comedians.
They are.
It's not like you're seeing, you know, some random person from Mississauga.
No, it's true. Actually, while we do this, I wanted to see how many followers Tim Dillon has on Instagram. This is the video that's going to be on YouTube, which is like, it's going to be so fucked up. But anyways, Tim Dillon was there last night, and I've heard so much about him just from other people. And apparently he has such a popular podcast. Oh, 772,000 followers. I'm going to follow him. They always talk about him on The Toast, saying like he's hilarious. But anyways, he was there last night as well. So yeah, it was a good time. And we don't really have a ton to do tonight. Like, we have dinner at Catch, which is a delicious sushi restaurant. I feel like every time I have an influencer or like a creator event with a dinner involved, they take us to Catch. So when we went to BravoCon, we ate at Catch. And then when I came for the Amazon event in LA, they took us to Catch. And I love the food so much. And I've always wanted to take my husband there. So I'm taking my husband on a little date to Catch tonight.
For my birthday.
Because it's his birthday tomorrow. So
let's not forget that. Okay.
So yeah, maybe we should go to the Comedy Store tonight, because that's what you wanted to do and it is your birthday.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about the food at Sir last night?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Like, okay. First of all, Sir, yes, it's a really nice restaurant. Like, back in the day before Vanderpump even happened, I'm sure it was like a really well-known, like, nice restaurant in West Hollywood, which is known. Like, all the really good restaurants are in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But then Vanderpump happened, and Vanderpump has been on, they're in their, what, 11th season right now? So it's been on forever. And now Sir is kind of like, it's still a really nice restaurant. And one thing I will say about Lisa Vanderpump is, like, her restaurants are fucking beautiful. Like, you go inside and just, like, the decor and the, I gotta take you to Tom Tom. We gotta go for a drink at Tom Tom. Maybe after Catch, we'll go to Tom Tom for a drink, because you have to see inside of Tom Tom. It's the most beautiful restaurant I've ever been in. Okay?
Okay.
So, and even Schwartz and Sandy's, like, it's pretty nice. It's pretty small, but it's still, like, the decor is just so fancy.
We're going to Tom Tom?
Tom Tom? No, they only own 5% of the restaurant. Tom Tom is still, like, that's where they do all their, like, filming and stuff. Like, and no, I'm not about canceling people, okay? But yeah, so we went to Sir. It's a lot of people go there because it's like, oh, the Vanderpump restaurant, and it's more of like a tourist attraction. But the food, I started with the famous goat cheese balls. And it's funny, because in Vanderpump, like years ago when Stassi was on the show, they always talked about the goat cheese balls at Sir. And so I got those. They were incredible. Also, I vlogged the entire experience at Sir, and the food and all that stuff. You just have to go to patreon.com/themomroompodcast and join my Patreon. I'm trying to make my husband join my Patreon so he can watch my videos that I make.
Like, you can't just show me the videos.
No.
I have to pay like $6.
No, no, babe, because it's exclusive.
Like, I live in your house.
It's exclusive content. Okay. My mom wanted to watch the Disneyland vlog. I was like,
join the Patreon.
Sign up to the Patreon.
Of course.
Yeah. It's like $5.99 a month. There's a bunch of exclusive content. I put out like emergency solo episodes. I put up all the vlogs of fun things and, you know, behind the scenes. So I think it's worthwhile. But anyways, the food was incredible. The goat cheese balls, amazing. You had the crab cake, which I took a bite of, which was unreal. And then we had, I got the short ribs, which is something that I never would have ordered in a previous life. But now that I'm so concerned about protein, I'm like, what has the most protein? So I got the short ribs, which were so big. I ate like half of it, but it was delicious. I was so full. And then Pri got a side of lobster mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that was, those were pretty good.
Unreal.
And then the flank steak, which was pretty good too.
Yeah.
With the peppercorn sauce.
With the peppercorn?
That's a go-to. Yeah.
Yeah, like our meal was delicious. And then we were having a little bit of an argument over the waitress came by and she was like, oh, would you like to see a dessert menu? And like, I was so full, but I'm like, yes, I would like to see what Sir has to offer when it comes to desserts. So my husband always wants creme brulee and it fucking drives me nuts. It's not like it's the best if you're like 3 years old and you want a pudding.
No.
Like the candy, it's like really sugary. It's like they put sugar on top and then they light it on fire. So it makes like a shell.
That's the brulee part.
Yeah, I get that. And then the creme is underneath.
Yeah.
It's just not special. And so anyways, at the top of the dessert menu, it said Sir's famous blackberry crumble. And I was like, a crumble is right up my alley. Like I want cake. But even crumble more so because I like when there's berries involved and like a crumble. And it had a vanilla gelato on top. So my husband and I both turn the big 40 next year, and we have been thinking a lot about our long-term health. We want to get smarter about our health, make better choices, but also not feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction. There is so much information out there, and it can be hard to figure out what applies to you, what is right, and what is wrong. Well, let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week. Don't just take my word for it. Naomi's Apple review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is super easy to consume even if you don't understand the science. With loads of actionable tips, a great mix of guests, and interesting cutting-edge science. You can't go wrong with a weekly podcast where world-leading scientists explain how their own research could improve your health. If you're ready to join millions of others like Naomi, transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line by none other than Jennifer Aniston. They offer clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. I just did my whole hair care routine with all the products the other night, and I am obsessed. Along with incredible shampoo and conditioner, they have an intensive repair treatment that you can use once a week. They also have a lightweight hair oil. There's a leave-in treatment, and there's also a glossing detangler, which I need because lately I want to do my hair in like a slicked back look, but my hair is too frizzy. Get 15% off Lola V with the code MOMROOM at www.lolav.com/momroom. And Lola V is LOLAVIE. We hemmed and hawed over which dessert to get. And I was going to cave in and be like, okay, I got the creme brulee. I'll just have one bite, like whatever. But I was like, no, this is called Sir's famous blackberry crumble, and I'm getting the crumble. So I put my foot down. Pri was like, fine, get whatever you want. So we shared the blackberry crumble. It was to die, was it not?
It was pretty good. Honestly, the best part was the ice cream. I don't know if they make it there or they get it from somewhere, but I liked the ice cream the best.
And this is your, it just goes to show, like, that's your kind of thing. Because the ice cream is basically, like, cold creme brulee.
Sort of, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, like, be more adventurous in your desserts.
Yeah, we're going to go to Milk Bar.
Oh, my God, guys. I can't wait. So, right after we record this, we're going to head down to Sun Life Organics because my husband can't come to West Hollywood without trying my $20 smoothie bowl that I love so much. So that's just down the road. We're going to grab a smoothie bowl, sit outside. It's like a beautiful little area. And then we're going to take an Uber to a big Target. And then we're going to walk around some shops and then maybe try and have lunch at Sugarfish. Is that what it was called? Sugarfin?
Sugarfish.
Sugarfish. It's like this really famous, a lot of people, like if you live in New York or LA, a lot of people talk about it on podcasts and stuff. It's like a well-known, I think it's sushi.
I'm not sure. We'll have to look.
Yeah. Anyways, because Catch is sushi tonight, but I'm okay. Like, I would like to try Sugarfish, see what all the fuss is about. Let's see what it is. So Sugarfish, Target, and cute little shops are all in that area.
Yeah, it's sushi.
Yeah, so it is sushi. So that's what we're going to do. We would like to stop by Trader Joe's. My husband left a bunch of space in his suitcase so that we can stock up on Trader Joe's coffee. Because we really like it. And then get maybe like some more of those dark chocolate peanut butter cups. There's a few products that I like to keep in my pantry for Trader Joe's. Wait, there was one thing that we were out of from Trader Joe's that I was sad about.
It was coffee for sure.
I don't remember. I mean,
there was other stuff, but you'd have to like refrigerate it.
Yeah. So in the next little while, I do need to go back to Buffalo, to the Trader Joe's in Buffalo, and stock up. I'm going to bring a cooler with ice, and Ariana might come with me, and we're just going to like load up Trader Joe's, pay our duties, and then come back, and then I'll have all the products that I love. But after, see, I bought a reusable Trader Joe's bag, so we got to make sure we bring that with us. Okay, what was I going to say after that? What were we talking about? Going for lunch?
Milk Bar.
Oh, yeah, Milk Bar. So Milk Bar is my absolute favorite cake I've ever had in my entire life. And Milk Bar is in that area as well. So, and I'll vlog all of this. Like, their desserts, unreal. Did you guys watch the documentary? The owner and creator, like the chef behind Milk Bar, was on a show. Did you watch that with me?
I think it was MasterChef.
No, she's on MasterChef every once in a while. But she was featured. It's almost like a documentary style thing on Netflix where they do like each episode is about like a chef. They did the guy from Momofuku too.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
I forget what it's called, like chef something something. Anyway, so it goes back to like how she started Milk Bar and all her like really cool ideas. For example, they have soft serve ice cream there that tastes like the milk left over from when you have like a sugary cereal. Like it tastes like cornflake milk. It's so cool. Or Frosted Flakes milk. They just have really cool stuff. And the birthday cake is my favorite. And it's also Taylor Swift's favorite. So in her most recent birthday party, she had a Milk Bar cake at the club. So that tells you something. Like, that's how good it is. So, yeah, definitely getting a piece of that. And I'll just end on this. I had the best poop in the world this morning. No, I'm dead serious. Like, I couldn't be in a better mood because of the poop that I had this morning. And now I can fully enjoy eating my Milk Bar cake and like all my food today because I'm not going to feel like I'm so bloated and disgusting. Like, this is a dream come true. Like, I'm so excited I could cry. Anyways, so again, my sister's not editing this episode because we're recording it so late because I've just been busy. And I apologize for the chaos of the episode and probably the poor sound quality, but you know, this is raw, real episode. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening, and sign up to the Patreon at www.patreon.com/themomroompodcast, where you get exclusive content and you'll actually see my husband in a lot of my vlogs. So if you're a fan of my husband, he's on the Patreon. So yeah, that's it. And please rate, review, and subscribe, all that stuff, because it just helps the podcast grow. So yeah, thanks guys, and we'll be back with another episode on Tuesday as per usual.